Montero's got a little bit of a hamstring, so there's no reason to continue to push him. You know, Jacob, we decided to go with two wingers and go with some speed up front and see what we could do. I also wanted to push Zakawani 90 minutes today. I wanted to toughen him up a little bit.
So did you feel this prepares you at all for the playoff push? I mean, you guys have been running along pretty well. You think this is sort of an eye-opener?
No. I mean, unless you think this is the way we normally play. You know, I don't think this is the way we normally play, so it's not an eye-opener for me. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, we got embarrassed, and I hope they feel the way I do. I hate to get embarrassed, and we got embarrassed today.
Did you hear the Sounders supporters and take anything from that? You hear the Sounders supporters, they kept it going.
They kept it going. They were great. You know, that's why, you know, I'm a little disappointed that not more of the players went over there at the conclusion of the game. But I know myself and Evans and Patrick went over there because we appreciate their support and being able to stay behind us. Again, like I said, over a course of 30 games, sometimes you're going to have a shocker like we had today. And we just got to make sure that doesn't become the norm.
In the past, when teams have played games like this, how do they bounce back?
You know, when I've had teams like this, you know, one of the things we always prided ourselves on was never, you know, that we never lost two in a row. You know, that was one of the things that we were very proud of. And so the goal is, you know, we never want a team to lose two in a row. We've played San Jose in three games. We won two out of three, but somehow they won the Heritage Cup. I don't know how that works. You know, maybe next year we'll play the Heritage Cup and whoever scores the most goals between the 54th minute and the 78th minute of the second game wins the Heritage Cup. I don't know. But it's, you know, it's a situation that, you know, we want to win season series against teams we play. We won the season series here, you know, against these guys. We want to go into Salt Lake next week. We want to win the season series with them. You know, if we win the season series, you know, against 75% of the teams we play, we'll be in the playoffs. So that's always our goal. But to bounce back from a performance like this, you know, those guys have to have some pride in that locker room, which I think they do. You know, the thing I always try and teach my teams is you never want to lose two in a row.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Plays. They played a 4-4-2, and you know, obviously they got some new players, and you know, we turned over the ball a lot, and they were very good at winning one-on-one duels in the first half. They jumped on most of the 50-50 balls and turned that possession into opportunities. We gave them a goal early. We took ourselves out of it with a red card, but the opportunities they had, they finished well, which is what you need to do.